Something else you hear a lot about these days is the so-called Internet of Things, or IoT. Even the most basic devices are increasingly being connected to the Internet. Cars, wearable technology, toys, baby monitors, security systems, lighting, workout equipment, health monitors, just to name a few. And there are more every day. Now, don't get me wrong. This is really cool and very convenient. However, somewhere in this growing network chain lies vulnerabilities, and it's getting harder and harder to keep critical information secure. This includes personally identifiable information, or PII. Remember the OPM breach, the breaches at Target and TJ Maxx, just to name a few? They've affected millions. The hackers got away with critical and personal information to include names, addresses, phone numbers, and emails. PII is invaluable to the bad guys. They can sell the information to other bad guys. They can liquidate your bank account. They can also contact you or even visit you where you live. Having PII also gives them ammunition to fish for even more information. Phew! Okay, have I scared the living daylights out of you yet? Are you ready to tear up your credit cards, get rid of your technology, and lock yourself in the basement? Well, that's probably not necessary. Cybersecurity is one of the fastest-growing industries today, and companies are adding additional fail-safes to their systems and equipment all the time. So for most of us, just practicing good OPSEC and a little common sense is enough. So, with our ship coming into port scenario, what are the vulnerabilities? Well, if the Admiral tells the families when the ship's coming in, thousands of people now have that information, and the vulnerability increases dramatically. The bad guys could monitor their cell phone conversations or text messages. They could follow their social media posts. Or they might just overhear a conversation in a mall or other public place. So, the critical information is vulnerable in many ways, though more so if he tells the families. The Admiral's next step is to determine the risks if the bad guys do get that information. Risk has two parts: the probability that an adversary will acquire your critical information, and the impact if they successfully act on it. Okay, this is where decision makers get paid the big bucks. Let's break down that definition. Risk is, number one, the probability that an adversary will get hold of the information. How the adversary might act or decide what to do with that information. Number three, the probability that they'll succeed. And four, what might the impact be on your organization or operation? This impact could equate to time, money, or even loss of life. Let's look at a real-world example. Imagine a Navy ship is to pull into port in, Marseille, France, in a couple of weeks. There have been recent terrorist attacks in the region and specific threats against U.S. military personnel in all of southern Europe. The commanding officer has to consider what information he needs to protect if he is to pull into Marseille safely. So let's give him a hand. Let's do a risk assessment. What critical information would a terrorist need to know about the port visit to launch an attack on the ship? Well, the date, the time, the location. What about security protocols at the port facility? How would a terrorist organization acquire the information? Well, several hundred people aboard ship know it, and we all know it can be hard to keep a secret. This may be the number one vulnerability. How likely would it be for the terrorist organization to attack if they did get the information? Well, the Intel Department assesses the threat level as medium-low. Plus, security is tight at the port facility. It's not very likely, but other attacks have occurred in the region. What could the impact to the ship and crew be? How many sailors might be affected? Well, with a large-scale attack, the impact could be catastrophic. The commanding officer analyzes all these questions and information and decides that the threat level is medium-low and risk of pulling into Marseille is pretty low. Oh, but wait, there's more. This just in, there's been an information leak from someone on the ship who posted the port visit information, and a local newspaper published the date, time, and location of the visit. Well, how's that going to affect the commanding officer's risk-based decision? He could increase local surveillance to try and detect a specific threat. He might change the timing of the ship's arrival or cancel it altogether. Phew, I'd hate to be that sailor responsible for canceling a port visit. Or he might increase security measures at the port and aboard the ship. In other words, he applies the OPSEC process to the situation and then uses his judgment to respond in a reasonable way that will help keep people safe. There will almost always be some level of risk, but the goal is to minimize it as much as possible. Let's check in with our admiral. In his case, the potential for harm is not very likely. The crew is well-trained in protecting critical information and have all completed their annual OPSEC training. Family members have also been trained in OPSEC. The threat level for ships returning to this home port is low, and the probability of an attack happening is very low. There hasn't been an attack on a ship at a home port since World War II. You know, that day that will live in infamy? So in this case, the Admiral's assessment is that the level of risk is rather low, but that doesn't mean he won't apply some countermeasures for the risk that remains.